Mr. President, members of council, my name is Preston Dyer. I live on Cedar Neck Road in Ocean View. I am a managing member of Capstone Office LLC, which is the developer of this project. And with me today is Joe Reed and Jake Booth, both of whom are members of Capstone Office LLC, as well as Capstone Homes. As you are aware, this application seeks rezoning from AR1 to C2 for a 1.97-acre parcel of land located and fronting on Route 9. As you can see from the map, our property is sandwiched between two red zone areas. The block of property immediately to the west is zone C1, which includes Millman Appliances, Steel Gun Shop, and there are three parcels to the east, two of which are zoned CR1 and one is zoned C1. We are contending that C2 is consistent and appropriate with the existing commercial uses. As you are aware, Route 9 is a principal arterial highway. And in the comprehensive plan, this particular area is earmarked as low density under the future land use plan category. Your table 4.5-2 enumerates different applicable zoning districts, of which C2 is referred to as medium commercial district. As such, the particular uses for that area are to be confined to business addressing the needs of nearby homes, agricultural activities, and our intended use for this property will be for Capstone Homes to utilize both the potentially the existing home, which lies to the rear of the property on the north side. That property actually abuts the trail system from Georgetown to Lewis. And a new structure will be added if this rezoning is approved, to the front portion, and will be utilized by Capstone Homes for offices, for professional nature, for a sales center, and a design and model center as well for selections. As you are also aware, the purpose of C2 medium commercial district is to support the uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. The district shall be primarily located on an arterial road, which this is, and collector streets. It accommodates the community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales, neither of which we would have. With me today are two gentlemen. Mr. Davidson from Pannoni will outline the particular details of the application, and following him, Mr. Jake Booth, the managing member of Capstone Homes, will describe briefly Capstone's activity in Sussex County.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm a principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located just outside of Milton, Delaware. Mr. Dyer, as he described the use for this site, although zoning is about the property and about the right place for the zoning category, he did explain in the how this piece of property is located along U.S. Route 9, which is a principal arterial. It's also located within areas of already commercial zoned property, so he did cover that. According to Ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council did desire to create a more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning predictability within Sussex County. I did provide a site plan of the property that kind of depicts what's on the site right now, and as Mr. Dyer had indicated, there is an existing dwelling in the back here that was once or is a single-family dwelling. That's going to be brought into the application and be used by the applicants for an additional office space. And then, as you see here, we are proposing a new building here, which is the Capstone Sales Center. That's what we're calling it here. We do have a new proposed construction entrance right now. It's just an existing driveway to the site, proposed parking, and then, of course, proposed stormwater management. The property is serviced by an on-site septic system as well as an on-site domestic well. There are no wetlands on the property. The property is located in a flood zone X. There are no historical and natural features on the property. Again, stormwater will be infiltration will be handled on site. This property, we did meet with DelDOT, and as no traffic impact study was required for this rezoning application, we did discuss with DelDOT the location of the entrance. So the entrance is located within the frontage of the property. The property, Route 9, has now been expanded to be a 100-foot wide right-of-way. So this property is required to dedicate an additional 20 feet of road frontage as well as a 15-foot permanent easement across the frontage. So an additional 35 feet across the frontage of this property will be dedicated to DelDOT for their future uses. But in the back here is the old railroad back here, the Delaware Railroad. And as part of that is the next phase of the rails to trails, the Georgetown to Lewis rails to trails. And one of the discussions with DelDOT is that they're going to allow the opportunity for this property here to be able to connect somewhere back here to be able to provide a connection point for this property to the rails to trails. So that is in discussions with DelDOT at this time on that dedication for that connection. The 2015 strategies for state policies and spending map identifies the areas of level 4, and as everybody knows, that level 4 is an area where no plans for public expenditures for the property. This property will have to make its own, will do all its own infrastructure improvements within the site. We'll have to adhere to all the DelDOT requirements when it goes into building the commercial entrance to the property. So, and again, the property is not a standalone commercial property as it is adjacent and in the area of many other businesses. With that, I can allow I can have Jake come up and talk about a little bit about the Capstone.
Good afternoon. My name is Jake Booth. I'm the president and managing partner of Capstone Homes and member of Capstone Homes LLC from Ocean View, Delaware. Just a little background about Capstone Homes. Something we're super proud of is that we are a locally owned and operated home building company. This year we're going to close just over 100 homes in Sussex County. Our 22 employees are local. We pride ourselves on working with local contractors and vendors to supply and build our homes. This is a very great opportunity for us, something we look forward to, hopefully, obviously, with your consideration. So that our customers can come to one central spot, have a really good experience with us, and also not have to drive all over Sussex County to try and figure out different components for their homes. So something we're very excited about as a local company who prides ourselves on you know, building beautiful homes in Sussex County. Thank you.
Thank you. Is this a location where Drexel lived? It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And with that, we feel that the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the future land use plan strategies and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development in an area that is located along a principal arterial that will dedicate sufficient right-of-way for expansion of the highway and where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, based on Mr. Dyer's presentation, Mr. Booth and myself, as well as the other partners within the Capstone Homes, and along with the recommendations by the Planning and Zoning Commission, that is our presentation. take any questions that you might have.
Questions of council?
Question? Hard to believe, but I don't have a question.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Realize we have just experienced a early Christmas miracle. More of you, short total, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amending comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.97 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Burton.
I fully understand the application. I believe it does reflect infill, given the surrounding zonings that are there. I think planning and zoning's recommendations are correct, and my vote is in favor.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes on planning recommendations.
I certainly agree with planning zoning recommendations and the support of Mr. Burton. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. I've had a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're adjourned.